An Inexhaustible Mine of Wealth by Charles Spurgeon. He has given us his exceeding great and precious promises. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. The promises of God are an inexhaustible mine of wealth to the believer. Happy is it for him if he knows how to search out their secret veins and enrich himself with their hidden treasures. The promises of God are a spiritual armory containing all kinds of offensive and defensive weapons. Blessed is he who has learned to enter into the sacred arsenal, to put on the breastplate and the helmet, and to lay his hand to the spear and to the sword. The promises of God are a spiritual pharmacy in which the believer will find all kinds of restoratives and blessed elixirs. There is an ointment for every wound, a cordial for every faintness, a remedy for every disease. Blessed is he who is well skilled in heavenly pharmacy and knows how to lay hold on the healing virtues of the promises of God. The promises are a spiritual storehouse of food to the Christian. They are as the granaries which Joseph built in Egypt, or as the golden pot wherein the manna was preserved. Blessed is he who can take the 5 barley loaves and fishes of promise and break them until his 5,000 necessities shall all be supplied, and he is able to gather up baskets full of fragments. The promises are the Christian's Magna Carta of blessings. They are the title deeds of his heavenly estate. Happy is he who knows how to read them well and call them all his own. Yes, they are the jewel room in which the Christian's crown treasures are preserved. The regalia are his, secretly to admire today, which he shall openly wear in paradise hereafter. He is already privileged as a king with the silver key that unlocks the strong room. He may even now grasp the scepter, wear the crown, and put the imperial mantle upon his shoulders. Oh, how unutterably rich are the promises of our faithful, covenant-keeping God. If we have the tongue of the mightiest of orators, and if that tongue could be touched with a live coal from off the altar, yet still it could not utter a tenth of the praises of the exceeding great and precious promises of God. Nay, those who have entered into heavenly rest, whose tongues are attuned to the lofty and rapturous eloquence of cherubim and seraphim, even they can never tell the height and depth, the length and breadth of the unsearchable riches of Christ, which are stored up in the treasure house of God, the promises of the covenant of his grace.